Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So here's another very, very interesting subject, and that is, does absence make the heart grow fonder? We came across a BBC article that says an increasing number of married couples are spending planned time apart. Now, personally, I found this weird, but all right, like many couples, and they give an example of a particular couple who actually want and rather choose to spend considerable time apart. Does that work or does it not? Shelley Lewin is the founder and owner of the Relationship Architect Coaching and Consulting. She joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you? Shelley, good morning. Can you hear us?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Great. Right.
So this is...
I'm very well, thank you.
It's a very, very strange concept that couples are deliberately almost taking this break from each other in the hope, it would seem, that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Does it?
Well, I do think that if it's done with the right intention, then it can absolutely be very healthy for the relationship. I'm not entirely sure, though, that 1 year, I think a gap year is a bit excessive. I can understand 3 months, perhaps even up to 6 months. But I do think that if after 1 year that you've been apart from each other and you've managed fine without seeing each other, you probably will develop a bit of you'll be desensitized. It's almost like, well, if I can function completely fine for a year without my partner and haven't really missed them, then what's the point? So,
you get out of a rhythm of talking, being involved in each other's lives? As you say, finding other places to get support. It sounds almost like you're training each other not to be with each other.
Yes, it does. So that's why I say I think that the intention is important, because if you are, for example, embarking on something for your own personal development and you're staying connected with each other and you're excited and you're chatting daily and the relationship is continuing almost as normal, just long distance, for example. I mean, lots of people were actually separated, interestingly, through COVID,
yes.
You know, by no choice of their own. So for many people, they were apart for 3 months to 6 months because they couldn't get to each other. And they managed to maintain their relationship in a long distance format, and it didn't impact on their relationship. So, you know, as in it didn't separate them. They weren't trained apart from each other, as you were sort of saying earlier. So I do think that as long as you're still engaged and you have that connection loop happening, but it might just be a virtual one.
But that is a bit different during COVID, because then there isn't another substitute. Everybody was isolated and everybody was forced to live almost insular lives.
Yes.
You know, you weren't going out and socializing and going to events, you know, without your partner.
Yes. So, you know, if you are looking at it, so, you know, if it's almost like a trial separation, where the two of you are going to be living completely separate lives, socializing, doing your own thing, and not engaging with each other, staying bonded, staying connected, then I think that that's a very risky thing to do, that you'll probably be weaning yourself out of the relationship, essentially. So it doesn't seem, though, like that's the intention. It doesn't seem that it has that.
And doesn't physical presence also bring you close? And I'm not even talking necessarily about sexual contact. I'm just talking about physical presence, the being able to reach out and touch somebody, look them in the face, see their body language, rather than just speaking on a phone, you know, during a time of absence.
Absolutely. Being in someone's presence is always first prize. But I think that the point of this gap break, they're calling it a gap year, but I would say just call it a gap. It doesn't need to be a year. if, you know, absence, it's either going to have one of two effects. It's either going to be absence makes the heart grow fonder, or it's going to be out of sight, out of mind.
Mm. Carry on.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, so there's that risk of happening, and you have to know that when you go into that, that's potentially what you're going to be facing.
Mm. The flip side of that is the work from home environment, where people have all been working and living within the same place. What I found was that when I started leaving the house, going back to the office, it was a very positive thing, because then you could come back and talk about your day and what happened, rather than trying to talk about your day. But in fact, you've all overheard each other's conversations anyway, so there really isn't that much to talk about in that sense. Whereas when you go out to the big wide world and incidents happen, you come back almost with a renewed energy.
Absolutely. And the whole a healthy relationship is sort of defined by a balance of both. It's that urge to merge, where the two of you are together, and then there's that separation where you are enriched by external sources, you know, your own network, professional, personal, as being enriched by your hobbies or your work. And as you say, then you come back and you've grown as a result of that experience. And then you come back and then you share that with your partner. You have something to share. So if you don't, if you're not growing and evolving, and then there's nothing really to talk about, it can become rather mundane.
Mm. Mm. I know that in my years as a commodity trader, I would travel fairly extensively. And what I found, especially having a young family at the time, was that it took me a while to get back into the rhythm of the family. And yes, that is a danger as well with a separation, isn't it?
Yes. Well, especially if you're leaving a family behind. Mm. In your case, you know, you're the one leaving, and there's one person staying to hold the fort as such.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when you return back, it's been running, you know, the operation, the enterprise,
yes, absolutely,
has been
right,
running without you, and
yes,
you're sort of trying to now fit in again, which I think is quite different to two people that are, you know, doing something for themselves. So it's not like one person is left behind.
Right. If a couple is starting to feel that, well, maybe a nice break like this would be healthy, is that an indication that there might be other issues for them to look at?
I would say, if you're thinking about it from the point of view as an exit strategy, like, right, I need a break from this person, what can I do? Mm. That already says the intention is not sincere. If you were to say, oh my goodness, I really want to do this 3-month course overseas or wherever, and it's going to be an incredible opportunity, immersive learning. I would absolutely love to do it. It's going to be fantastic for my career. And then you go, but it's going to be 3 months. Gosh, you know, that'll be 3 months away from the relationship. That's very different to saying, I'd love a break from the relationship.
Absolutely.
What can I do?
Yeah.
Where can I go?
Yeah, and I want to go to Mauritius on holiday, but you're not well.
Exactly.
You're not invited.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I'm going away so that I can get away from you for a little bit.
Right. Which is so that's really what the thing to look at is what is the motivating factor behind this. Shelley Lewin, founder and owner of the Relationship Architect Coaching and Consulting, talking to us about absence. Does it make the heart grow fonder? Your thoughts, please. 34519 or 061-895-1019. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.